It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. Today, we have a very special guest, Shannon Johansson, and she's a health and fitness coach. And today, we're talking about it's never too late to rebuild your self-confidence after heartbreak. But before we jump into it, Shannon, I would love for you to share with the ladies how you became a health and fitness coach.
I'd love to, and thank you so much for having me. So my journey, it took me through a divorce, which ultimately took me down the road of being a health and fitness coach. It wasn't my first career. My first career by trade is a dental hygienist. But what I found through starting a blog and helping people work out is that it's what inspired me. It's what became my passion. And so I started to lean into fitness and started helping other people and other women. And it kind of just, my life kind of just transitioned from being a dental hygienist into being a health and fitness coach.
I love it. Well, you have nice teeth.
Thank you.
So I know your journey hasn't been easy, though. And I know that you have shared with me that while you come across as very confident, is that you've struggled with self-confidence in different ways. And so can you share with the ladies what that looked like for you earlier in life?
Yes. So I grew up playing sports. I grew up tough in the middle of two brothers. And being on a field or on a court is where I shined, where I felt super confident. But inside is where I struggled. And it specifically was with relationships. And I struggled because I never felt like I was possibly good enough to move on to another relationship if the one I was in was being, you know, kind of not harmful, but very detrimental to me, meaning that it wasn't a healthy relationship, but since I was investing time, I felt like I needed to stay in it. And so I lacked the confidence to go out and find, you know, the true happiness that I was wanting in the relationship that I was in, but not getting it. So I struggled internally with all my confidence.
See, that's so interesting because I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you can have outer confidence. And I love how you talk about the inner confidence in relationships. And so sometimes we can be confident in other areas of our life, but in another area where we can lack that self-confidence or self-esteem, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that was me 100%. You know, I could walk into a room and I could talk to people, but on the inside, you know, I always had like this little voice kind of like on my shoulder, you know, talking to me, you know, and I would have to like suppress it because I was trying to outdo it, trying to be confident on the inside so I could, you know, be confident on the outside in one, but I wasn't. It was just a self-confidence issue I've had and I've struggled with and I still struggle with.
So can you talk about that? Because I think what's really important for women to understand is that it's not like you just wake up one day and, oh, I'm not confident. It's rooted in something in your past, right?
Right. Yes. So I'm the queen of getting no's. I'm the queen of getting the rejection. And so that is what really would throw me off of my game because I would work hard for something and I would think for sure that I would get a yes when it was you know, whether a relationship or a career, or trying out for a team. And I would get a no. And it's like, how many no's can you actually deal with, you know, before it starts to take effect on you? And it may not show on the outside, but inside, it just kind of, you know, chisels away at your confidence. And then you find yourself not going after stuff because you're just, you live in this land of fear because you've always heard the word no. And so I've really had to work hard to get that word no out of my mind. Or if I hear a no, that maybe means not right now, maybe later, instead of, you know, no, and that's it, close the door. I've had to try to restructure the way I hear that word because it totally tore down my confidence inside.
Right. So how, because a big part of that is really shifting your mindset, right? So can you talk about how you shifted your mindset in building back up your self-confidence?
So I think for me, I like a challenge. And so when I started to hear the word no, I started to turn that into a challenge as, no, I am going to get a yes out of you eventually. I'm going to do what I have to do or take your advice. For instance, when I went to apply for hygiene schools, they're super competitive. And I went in and I spoke to the president of the hygiene school at one of our colleges in Washington State, where I'm from. And she basically told me that I needed to go be a flight attendant. Just kind of threw me, you know, threw the whole idea. And at that point in time, I was like, no, I am going to fight for what I want because this is what I want to do. And I'm not going to go out of state for school. I need to stay here. So I started to tell myself those no's are just a challenge. And so how can I take that, reroute it in my brain so I can get what I want, in a good way. And so I also started to incorporate some fitness into my life and kind of help me feel stronger. And that fitness, feeling stronger with the fitness paralleled helping me feel stronger on the inside and the outside. So I use that.
So this is interesting because, you know, sometimes when I look at no's in my life, when they come up, it's sometimes I look at it as, well, that's not the path I'm supposed to go down. Whether it's in life, in love, or in business, is maybe I'm supposed to go down this other path. And so it's just like redirecting me. And so sometimes I think that some of us look at no's as like the negative, right?
Right.
But sometimes it's just like a detour towards something else, right?
Yes.
And I love how you brought in fitness to it because I work out. I don't work out as much as you do. But here's what I do know is that when I go running, is that I feel so much stronger in my mind. And I've solved business problems or personal problems when I go running because it just makes me feel like I could conquer the world.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how I feel through fitness. And it's not the end all be all, but I feel like I get through a lot of choices and decisions when I'm exercising. It's kind of like my moment in time. It's just my space where I think, and I'm going through the motions, I'm feeling stronger, my brain is active, and I'm able to make like clear decisions. I'm able to have like some resolutions in my mind as some things that I need to do or want to do. So fitness has helped me that way to help me encourage myself and get my self-esteem back.
Oh, I love that. And let's talk about that for a second, because I would love for you to tell the ladies about you were married when you were 30, and can you share with the ladies about the marriage, what happened? Because you went through a major heartbreak, right?
Yes. So I wanted to get married all my life, have four kids. You know, of course, we always try to set in our mind what we want to do. And that got derailed. I dated my husband that I married for 7 years. And then we finally got married and we were married for 1 year. And got divorced. So I had gone through hygiene school. As soon as I graduated from hygiene school, we got married. And like I said, we were married for 1 year and then got divorced. And then it was kind of like I didn't know what to do with myself. I was thinking, okay, I got married and I got married for life, not to get divorced in a year. Didn't see it coming. And again, it was another, you know, setback and something that really crushed my self-esteem, because I looked at myself, what could I have done more? What could I have done to make this work? And I tried, and you know, it still didn't work. And I didn't want to be, you know, that girl that was checking the divorce box when she had to go fill something out. And I found myself living back with my parents, which in my mid-30s wasn't something I was hoping to do either. But it was all I could do to get myself back on my feet. I ended up buying a house, and I dated and lived there by myself for the next 9 years. And that's a long time. And it gave me a chance to kind of reboot myself and to figure out what I needed for myself, as opposed to giving myself so wholeheartedly to somebody else and not looking at what I needed as well.
Right. And did you also in that time, because I know that's hard to move back home, right? When you're feeling, oh, so yeah, independent. It's like that can take that's a blow to your self-esteem, right? And your self-confidence. Yes. And so were you able though at some point to look at it as, oh, this is just a temporary setback, and actually it could help you jumpstart something else when you do that?
Yes. So kind of going back to when you said, when you hear the word no, and it kind of takes you down another path. So being divorced, I was able to buy a house and kind of move in on my own and transition through life, you know, kind of by myself. But I was able to use that as a stepping stone. And I have two brothers. They were married and had kids, and it was just me. And so I decided, you know what, I am going to rent my house out, and I am going to move to Arizona. Didn't know anybody, didn't have a job at the time, and be super independent and, you know, get some of my strength back and my self-confidence back, and move to another state and kind of start all over again. And I feel like that divorce actually led me to getting married to a great guy, and I have a great daughter because of it. And I feel like had that not happened, I don't know that I clearly wouldn't have the life I have now with my husband and my daughter. So I think that no, and that stepping stone was, although it took a span of 9 years, was something great for me. And through that time, I was able to rebuild and regain the confidence inside of myself.
I love that. So Shannon, I know a part of what helped you rebuild your self-confidence was fitness, but what other ways were you able to heal the heartbreak and keep rebuilding the self-confidence? Because I know it just wasn't only fitness. Was there anything else that helped you through that tough time?
Yeah. So a lot of it was family, but a lot of it was just me trying to navigate through life and understand what I truly needed for myself. Taking it back to, okay, I would analyze maybe why my divorce happened, what went on in the marriage, and put my energy towards trying to figure out how to be better. Maybe not for somebody else, but better for myself. So then when I did meet that right person, you know, I was in the right frame of mind, because what I did not want to do was rush into anything. I wanted to, you know, be able to rebuild myself from the inside out. And I also, I have a strong faith. I'm Mormon, and so they're centered around family. And I know that being divorced, my parents were, you know, helping me as much as they could, supporting me as much as they could. So staying true to who I was, learning who I needed to be for myself are a few things that helped me regain my confidence and support myself going through such a transition. One transition that I never thought I was going to have to go through.
Yeah. And you know, that's, it's interesting because I think a lot of times we are thrown those curveballs that we don't think, like for you, it was ended up divorced, right? You wanted to get married, stay married, have four children.
Yes.
But sometimes it's important to be able to navigate through those curveballs that were thrown. I think sometimes we can sometimes get so set in our ways of how it's supposed to be that it's really hard to let go when we need to let go, right? And so we can move on, right?
Yes. And that was a big thing for me. You know, I didn't want to get divorced. And so I kept hanging on and kept doing everything I thought in my mind possible to do to stay in that marriage, to stay in that relationship, because I didn't want that story for me that I got married and divorced. I didn't, you know, it's not the reason I got married was to get divorced, but you know, it happens. And in hindsight, now looking back, it was the greatest blessing that I did get divorced, because I met somebody who would treat me right, who treated me like a queen. Like my dad always kept saying, you need somebody that's going to treat you like a queen. And, you know, and a relationship is two ways. And so it's like, I'm not just take, you know, I know how to give. And so I appreciate the fact of how great he is for me and how great I am for him, because he was divorced as well. So we both, you know, came from divorces, didn't have kids. And so, you know, that could butt heads easily, you know, cause people are always, well, my divorce with this person or my divorce with that person, you know, they have bad juice that goes along with that. But we were able to make it work. And I think being divorced, we both understood the needs of each other and we were able to close that gap of what each other needed. So I'm grateful now.
Yeah. So I know it's so now you can look back and go, oh my God, this was the better path for me. Right. But I would love for you to also share with the ladies, the process that you went through in meeting your husband, because there was a little speed bumps along the way and you didn't even know if it could happen. So I would love for you to share with the ladies that story.
So when I moved to Arizona, I started dating somebody who I actually had met online, and he was a few years older than I was. And so I fell in love with him and I really wanted to make it work. But for some reason there was resistance on his part. And again, I was still staying with it. I still stuck in there and kept trying and kept hoping. And so I went to church one day and I had a friend that wanted to introduce me to my husband now, Justin. And I was resistant to even do that. I was like, no, I'm dating this guy. You know, I think it's going to work out. And so finally, you know, after talking to my dad's like, you just need to go out. You just need to go out with them just for me. So I did, you know, and we went out and the date was a date. You know, it was fine. He planned it. So it was great. And we went to a baseball game, which I love sports, and that was fun, but there just was no sparks for me. For him, I think that he was, you know, a little bit more excited. And we went out one more time after that, and I was just like, no, you know, I'm still stuck on this other guy. I still have hope with somebody else, you know? And so then a year went by and our paths crossed again. And it was just instantaneous. It was like we needed those first few dates to not like each other, to wait a year to have this one date where all of a sudden we liked each other. So, I mean, yeah, sparks did not fly until a year later. And it took us about 6 months from the time we dated the second time until we got married. So it was great, but it did not happen overnight. That is for sure.
Okay. So I need you, what would you say to the ladies that say, you know what? I need that chemistry and attraction on that first date. If it's not happening, I'm not going out on a second date. What would you say to her?
I would say, No, you've got to give it a chance. You've got to give it more than a date, more than two dates, and even give it time, like I did. I mean, my time was a year. That might be a little long for some people, but I think time and giving somebody a good chance is so important because, we don't know. Maybe they just had an off day, or maybe we had an off day, or something happened and our mind's not into the date, but we just think we're not into that person, So I think giving it time and giving it a few dates, four or five even, to even see if it's gonna work.
I love that. I love that. And lastly, Shannon, I would love for you to share with the ladies, because I know we talked about this before the interview, is that sometimes our self-confidence can go up and down. It could be an up and down roller coaster ride, depending on what happens in our lives, right? And so, can you give the ladies a few tips on how they can keep rebuilding that self-confidence when they start going towards the down on a roller coaster?
Yeah, so, and that's so important because it's so easy to just keep going down. And it's harder once you're down to get yourself back up. So I think a lot of it is having a good mindset, having the capability of stopping yourself before you get too far down, where your self-confidence is just, it's too frail and it's too hard for you to get back up. Recognizing those triggers that may prompt that to happen. I know for me, like I said, it's about relationships, the relationships I'm in. Not even it didn't even have to deal with my husband, even with, close friends that may have, been great at first and then just kind of, were Debbie Downers or brought you down, they throughout the relationship that you're friends with. So recognizing those type of triggers of people that maybe, aren't bringing you up too. You want to have that nice camaraderie with your friends and your family. Also, I think having a great hobby to release maybe some stress or anxiety. Like I said, for me, it's fitness, but it doesn't have to be fitness. It can be, anything else. If you golf or you like to, go out to eat or doing something that for yourself that's going to make you happy. Because at the end of the day, nobody's going to make you happy but yourself. And so being able to recognize the triggers that maybe pull you down or, bring your self-confidence down, and then also trying to tweak, whatever it is that is causing that self-confidence to kind of disassemble and to kind of look at it in a different light. Like we've said, maybe take that no as, okay, I'm not supposed to do this, and revert that energy somewhere where it's giving you more of a positive experience.
I love that. I love that. Well, this has been amazing. I love your story, Shannon, and I so appreciate you for sharing it with our audience. So, can you tell the ladies where they can find you?
Yeah, they can find me at ladywarrior.com, and if they want to hop on and do some free workouts, there's a great free workout guide there.
Awesome. So, ladies, go to her site to get that free workout. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. Our show is available both in audio and video format, which can be found at yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation and access to show notes and get more amazing content.